morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show rolls again. Monday, May 16th, another great week off to a start. And we're going to talk about, frankly, one of my favorite topics. It's kind of hard for me to hide the fact that I really enjoy the Legacy Theater in Carthage. Does that mean that absolutely every single show they put on there is my absolute favorite? Of course not. But it doesn't have to be, because they have such a wide variety of shows that there's something for everyone. Joy Swearingen joins me today from the Legacy Theater in Carthage. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning, Mary. Thanks for letting us talk about the Legacy Theater.
Now, I'll be the first to admit, Elvis Presley's not my favorite. So if you could have the best Elvis Presley impersonator in the world, I wouldn't want to come see him because I didn't like Elvis to begin with. But I'm in the vast minority. Most people love Elvis. And the Legacy has an Elvis impersonator coming this Saturday for a matinee. And that's important because some of our older listeners don't want to be out driving at night.
That's right. We try and schedule several matinees during the year because older people, like you say, enjoy coming in the afternoon and then getting home early. And a lot of we have several bus trips come in, and they prefer to have them have a lunch in town, go to the theater, get back home. And so the good ones come up from Quincy, and we have some from other directions that come. So we like to schedule these matinees, and they work very well for us.
This has become quite the community development thing in Carthage, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But let's talk about Justin Shandor. This is a return to the Legacy for Justin Shandor. He'll be there Saturday at 2. Now, I guess there's still tickets available, but I would imagine this show is getting close to being sold out.
They are going very well, but there still are tickets available. And so you can call the theater and get them so that you just walk up to the box office and the tickets are ready, or you can walk in that day. And I'm sure there's really not a bad seat in the house. So you may not be right up where he can you throw his scarves out there and you can catch him, but you'll get a great show.
Well, the way the theater is configured, first of all, the acoustics are fantastic, and the theater is configured that it's intimate enough that you feel close to the stage no matter where you sit, but it's kind of a longer, skinnier theater, shall I say, but you do have that balcony, and some people like that looking down on a performer from the balcony experience.
Yes, we have 80 seats up in the balcony, and some do really enjoy being up there. Justin's called the Ultimate Elvis, and that was from a balloting or something that was done with the Graceland people, as well as people in that area who took all of the reenactors or the tribute artists for Elvis, and he was selected as the top one, and you just will feel like you're watching Elvis Presley. So it's for those who love Elvis, it's going to be a really exciting show.
He was named the winner of the Elvis contest in Memphis, Tennessee, Elvis's hometown. Graceland named him the world's ultimate Elvis. He has not been in Carthage since 2017. Joy Swearingen, is he young, good-looking Elvis, or is he older, fat Elvis, or is there padding involved to change him?
I can't tell you about padding. I know that he spans the history of Elvis and his performances. So you will see him through the ages. And he looks like this is what he was born to do. I mean, you know, when he was growing up, this is what he looked like. So I think it'll be a great show, all the favorites. And so many of Elvis's songs are just classics that other people do that, you probably will just about know every single song that's performed and won't be able to keep from humming along or singing along with it.
So true. Now, so many people love Elvis. They love him. They love him. And this is going to be just close your eyes. You don't have to close your eyes because the guy looks just like him, but kind of pretend that he's Elvis because we don't have the chance to see Elvis in real life. And so if you know somebody who's a huge Elvis fan, what a treat to get tickets for this 2:00 Saturday matinee. How much are tickets, Joy?
I'm not sure I know that.
Oh, you don't know the answer?
I should.
To that question. Well, they're reasonable. Let's say they're reasonable,
yes.
Okay?
Yes, and again, I'm thinking it's like $55, but I'm sorry, I don't know that answer.
Okay.
But people can go right to our Legacy Theater www.thegreatwhitegrip.com website. And it's all of the shows coming up are, you'll see them with pictures. Click on Justin Shandor and on Elvis, and it will take you, a little bio, and then it says get tickets. When you click on get tickets, you'll see the calendar. You click on that date, the 21st of May, and you'll see what seats are left and the price of the tickets, and then you can actually, even if you get to this point, you're just kind of looking. So maybe you want to do that first and then call Bonnie at the box office to say, hey, I looked at the seating chart and I see that there's seats left, just to the right on the, in the sixth row back or something like that. So you can take a look at there, see where the seating is available and see the prices for the shows.
That is fantastic. You can order online at thelegacytheater.com. Or just call the box office at 217-357-9479. Now, they're not there right now. They're usually only in the box office from 10 to 2. So as soon as the Mary Griffith show is over, give her a minute to hang up her coat and put down her purse, and then somebody will be helping you at the Legacy Theater box office to get your tickets for the Ultimate Elvis featuring Justin Shandor this Saturday, 2 o'clock matinee, at the Legacy Theater in Carthage, right there on the main strip, just as you come into town. If you're coming westward into Carthage, it's before you get to the center of Carthage. Of course, if you're coming from the other direction, it's on the outskirts of town. Joy, can you hang on for a minute? I'd really like to talk to you a little bit more about what the legacy means for Carthage's development, but we've got to take a break. Can you hang in with me for a little while longer?
Sure can.
Okay, we'll take a break and we'll be right back. We are back, Talk Radio 930 WTAG. My guest today via the phone lines is Joy Swearingen from Carthage, Illinois. Years back, they started this movement to restore and renovate the Legacy Theater, and by golly, they've done it proud. It's beautiful. Need more parking, but that's a nice problem to have.
That's right. More parking.
Joy, let's talk about the Legacy and what it's doing for Carthage, because I will say that I was quite irritated. The last time I went to the Legacy, I went to my favorite Carthage restaurant beforehand, and they were so slammed, I couldn't get their special that night because so many people had ordered it in front of me. So I was quite miffed that I had promoted the Legacy Theater. I wanted to stand up and say, you people, how dare you get here before me and take my pasta special? But it's a nice problem
We really try and communicate with our restaurants and let them know when a crowd is coming to town. And they do their best to serve you either before or after the show. But, sometimes it does get a little busy.
Got to get up there a little bit extra. First of all, when did the Legacy reopen? Because COVID kind of messed things up as far as you had virtual things all the time. But when did the Legacy reopen its doors?
Our first shows after COVID started were in June of 2021.
Okay.
So just not quite a year ago. And we were really thrilled and had two really good shows in June of 2021 and have been going since that time.
But when did it reopen to the public? It was before COVID you had shows, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. The theater began in 2016.
Okay.
And so we are celebrating our sixth year of operating now.
That's what
but
I thought,
we were,
yeah. I thought there had been, I thought it had been quite some time since the Legacy had been renovated and reopened. Now, let's talk about the economic impact, because one of the drivers is to bring tourism. You see tour buses pull up. They use, maybe they go to your little Ben Franklin store. Maybe they eat at a restaurant. Carthage has a few specialty shops that people like to shop at. What has the Legacy Theater meant for Carthage? Because I know when I go there on days when there's a show, there's a vibrancy in town.
Yes. It's been important in, I think, two ways, and you've certainly hit on one of them, and that is bringing people to Carthage. And Carthage becomes a destination. For one of our shows last Christmas, it was actually a mystery trip. Someone had chosen Carthage to bring a bus trip from down south of Decatur. people didn't know where they were going, but they were coming somewhere for the day, and they ended up coming to Carthage. And they ate at the restaurants. They shopped in town. They came to the theater. And we were just thrilled that someone had chosen Carthage as their location for their mystery trip for a bus tour. So it's very important in just if people come and maybe they don't do everything they want to do, but they think, oh, let's run back up to Carthage. And so it's good for all of our shops on the square. It's good for our businesses. It just brings, it kind of creates a feeling that, oh, there's something neat going on in Carthage. And so then maybe they check a little bit more. Well, when are things happening at the theater? Or is there a special shopping event going on in Carthage? So it's really improved the sales tax revenues, the whole aspect of bringing people into town for all of these different things. And the other thing is, for people like me and those of us who live in Hancock County and close, you know, Adams County and close around, it just adds to the quality of life for everybody who lives here. And, you know, you just kind of have a better feeling about your hometown. I think the community works really hard to keep young people in the area. And maybe they go to college and maybe they go out for a while, but we want to make sure that Carthage feels like an inviting community for those young families to come back to once, you know, they've done their thing out and now they're looking for that perfect place to live and raise their families. And we're seeing some of these shops that you mentioned are young, a lot of them are young people who grew up here, went, did something else, and now they're coming back and investing in Carthage. And we're adding to that quality of life feeling that, that makes it attractive for people to come back. And that's what we hope, and that's what I certainly enjoy about having a place right here in town where I can go out to dinner. Sorry, Mary. Go out to dinner and then go to the theater and have just a really outstanding show to watch.
Well, Joy, just make sure the reservation includes me and the Bears fan, and we'll just slide in on your reservation.
There you go.
Since you're connected, shall we say. Let's talk a little bit about the finances, because I really, it seems to me like every time I go there, there's a smiling face, but it's all volunteers. Somebody has to get paid. Is there any paid employee of the Legacy in Theater?
We have two paid employees. One is Bonnie that we talk about, our the voice of the Legacy Theater when you call that number. And she works in the box office from 10 to 2. And she also works other times when the shows are coming. She helps with performers. She does a lot of cleaning. And her family helps her with that. So we get actually volunteer support as her family supports her in that work. And they all love the theater. And then we have a part-time theater operations manager, and that works more with calling, working with the agents, getting the groups in, watching all those details of what the writers, what the performers need in addition to, you know, just being able to come and perform. She does a lot with social media, kind of all of those details of running the theater, because as you say, we are lots of volunteers. We have the fundraising committee, we've got the marketing committee, we've got the performance recruitment committee, and then the volunteer board that oversees it all. And so we have those two people that kind of expand what our volunteers can do and maybe, you know, fill in some of the cracks there. So
it's just amazing. I mean, you basically have one and a half paid employees, and you're doing this. But it is like you are saying, I'll give my time. I'll be on the Mary Griffith Show. I'll talk about Justin Shandor and the Ultimate Elvis Experience. I'm happy to do that for the Legacy. People are ushers. Some people help with set erection and everything else. So it's become a very much of a cool thing in Carthage to be part of the behind the scenes at the Legacy Theater, I'm sure.
That's right. And, you hit on some things that if people want to help, there are ways, because we like to have more people on our committees to share the burden, to share their ideas of where we need to go. And, of course, people can make donations and feel like they're a part of supporting the theater. you can maybe give a gift certificate if you know someone who loves Neil Diamond, or if you know somebody that just likes to go to the theater, maybe you can give them just a gift certificate and they can pick the show that they want. We've started doing something this year called Show Sponsors. And so we will have a business, and like for our next show, not this one, but the one in June, Purple Experience, which is a Prince tribute, Memorial Hospital here in Carthage, and Quincy Medical Group are joining to be the sponsor for that show. So they will pay for some of the fee that the performers charge, and then they'll get some they'll get to go up there on stage when we talk at the beginning of the show and tell a little bit about their business. So we've found that businesses want to help a little bit more, and we give them a little credit for that. And so we've got several sponsors for shows throughout the year that just kind of become, we become partners with businesses who want to support us and find that that's a fun way.
Well, Joy, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to just let everybody know that The Ultimate Elvis featuring Justin Shandor is this Saturday, 2 o'clock matinee. He was named the Memphis Elvis Contest winner at Graceland. You can order online at thelegacytheater.com or call the box office at 217-357-9479. You can see the whole list of everything they've got for the rest of the year. The Purple Experience Prince tribute is June 25th. The Creedence Clearwater Revival tribute is July 9th. Swinging with the Rat Pack is July 23rd. That's another matinee show. Neil Diamond
right,
tribute.
That show had to be canceled.
Oh, no.
That Rat Pack show, because of the performers had some illness.
Oh, okay.
And so,
well, we can't swing the Rat Pack. Well, maybe Steve Bolt can come up. He's a big Frank Sinatra fan. Maybe he'll just do some Frank songs for you. the Neil Diamond tribute. That's still on the boards for August 27th?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, Joy, we'll be talking to you before each and every one of the shows that are scheduled. And again, I'm the biggest fan of the Legacy Theater. And like I said, we're just going to have to keep coming up earlier and earlier and earlier to get dinner.
Enjoyed seeing you the other night for the Writers in the Sky.
I know. And, oh, that was so much fun. My husband we just love the Legacy. We just love coming up there. We appreciate it. We're always so grateful to how kind you are to us, and we think Carthage is they're doing it right. So thank you very much, and give my best
Thanks,
to everybody.
Mary.
I won't be at the Elvis show. I'm sorry. But that's okay.
It's okay.
Something for everybody, right?
Right. It may not be your thing, but you know it's going to be a good show.
It's going to be a good show. You're right. Okay, Joy, thank you so very much for your time today, and thank you to all the volunteers who make it possible. We're going to head now up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative to see what the farm markets are doing. It's 9:42, and then we'll have open phones. So if you'd like to talk, I'm particularly interested in what you think about Target coming in about redevelopment at 36th and Broadway, but you could talk about anything. We could talk about the new police chief, who's actually an old police chief, I guess. But anyway, we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the Mary Griffith Show. Dial me now, 223-9300. 9:30 WTAD. A caller is on the line. Caller, if you'd like to be on air, you're welcome to do that. I do not take calls off air. So what do you want to talk about?
Yes, back 10 years ago, the cops had the Harley-Davidson motorcycles on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't seen any of them around for a while, so I don't know if they still have them or not.
A motorcycle police unit in Quincy, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, about 10 years ago, they had a fleet of Harleys, police motorcycles, like Chips or whatever.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I know Gilfeld.
I haven't seen none. Yeah.
No, I haven't seen one lately either. But Gilfeld, officer who unfortunately passed away, Gilfeld used to ride a motorcycle, and I think several other officers did. Would you like to see that reinstated?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Be cheaper on gas and stuff like that.
Okay, well, see, that wasn't hard to be on the Mary Griffith Show, was it? You didn't want to be on the air, but there you go. That was easy, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. He was shy. He didn't want to be on the air, but I said, nope, I don't talk off the air. I only talk on the air. And see how easy that was? Wants to know if the Quincy Police Department has now or is going to reinstitute a motorcycle unit. Well, that's an interesting question, and maybe our new chief of police, Adam Yates, will be able to answer that sometime when he comes on the Mary Griffith Show. Looking forward to having him. They had the police officer's fallen memorial this morning at 8:30 at City Hall. I had no idea that two-thirds of the police officers who died last year died of COVID, which is considered a line of duty death because, of course, police officers couldn't take off work to stay home and work from home. They couldn't remotely work during COVID. They had to come to work. So what do you think? Would you like to see bicycle cops and motorcycle cops? Because I know they had a bicycle unit for a while, too. Of course, it takes a specially trained officer. Not just going to put anybody on a bicycle, because if you're chasing a bad guy, you better be able to pedal pretty darn fast if you're on a bicycle. But I know there was some stealth involved with that. Years ago when they had those bicycle units, they were talking about how, especially on drug deals and stuff, they could kind of sneak up on them because you couldn't hear the car coming. Certainly hear a motorcycle coming, that's for sure. Well, whatever you want to talk about, that's what I want to talk about. So I'm not pushing any agenda here. I'm only pushing your agenda. 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. Spent yesterday in Columbia, Missouri at the master's degree graduation for the University of Missouri master's degree students. My girlfriend and I drove down to see her son, my godson, graduate. And she said the folks in her office, the ladies are so excited about Target, they can't hardly stand it. They want it here right now. So let's see what this person has to say. Good morning. You called in. You're on the Mary Griffith Show. What's on your mind?
Yeah.
You're on the air.
I wonder what's wrong with a police and fire commission that would even consider a candidate from Chicago Police Force, which is one of the worst in the United States. And it goes back to the same old thing. I've worked in Quincy for 60 years now, and it's always a slap in the face for somebody to go out of town and get somebody out of the state who doesn't have any idea what Quincy's all about or their government. And then they would consider somebody over a local candidate that's perfectly qualified, as they now claim he was. I think there should be some investigation going on about this, because the citizens of Quincy don't deserve this, all this hullabaloo about hiring a Chicago cop.
Well, I agree with you 90%. I'm not going to throw Mr. Lewin under the bus, because just somebody worked for the Chicago Police Department doesn't make them corrupt. So I think that's a little bit of a stretch. I don't think you can say if somebody lived in Chicago, they can never be employed in Quincy. But I think that it is universally thought that this has been a complete cluster. The fire department job was a cluster, and this has been a cluster, and there's no two ways to sugarcoat it. It's been a mess, and I don't know what the solution to that is, because you've got disparate groups wanting disparate things, and you've got, people who are supposed to be helping to choose the police and fire chief, and then you've got other people who don't necessarily like those people who are appointed to that commission, so they want to go around and get their own people. And then you've got the alderman and mayor who say justly, hey, we're paying their salaries. We're the ones that are, you know, approving their budgets. We ought to have something to say about it. But all I'm going to say is Adam Yates is A-OK in my book. I'm not going to say anything bad about Mr. Lewin, because I read everything he had to say, and I thought, you know, he was fine. But I personally am very, very glad that Mr. Lewin turned down the job, because I think, in my opinion, it should have been Adam Yates all along. So Adam gets the job kind of through the back door and kind of a slap in the face. You know, it is kind of insulting. Well, we didn't really want you, but since the other guy that we wanted turned it down, we'll let you in through the back door. I think the only thing that's going to make that okay is because the class guy that Adam Yates is, when he wasn't chosen for the job, he didn't sit down and cross his arms on his chest and stamp his feet and say, that's not fair, that's not fair. He said, hey, I want the Quincy Police Department to be the best police department in the world, and if I'm going to work with this new gentleman, I'm going to do everything I can to make him successful. And I think that proved the kind of guy that Adam Yates is, and now he has taken over the helm, or probably will be named tonight. I don't think he's officially named the chief of police yet, but he will be within the next week or two. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, couldn't be a nicer guy. Now, having said that, I have no expertise to pick the next police chief. I'm basing that solely on what I know of him as a news reporter, interacting with him as a police officer. And I know he does a lot of good things in our community, too. So you won't get anybody, you won't get me to ever say anything bad about him until, of course, he doesn't return my phone call one time when I want him to call me. And then, of course, I'll badmouth him to the end of the world, because that's what we news reporters do. Your phone lines are open, folks. 223-5700. No, that's the number for the senior center, 223-9300. Don't call the senior center. They don't care. 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. I'm thinking of the senior center because I'm going to be there calling bingo. Everybody's a winner Wednesday from 11:15 to 12:30, bingo at the senior center. Dial now to get in, 223-9300. What's the first thing you're going to buy at Target when it opens its doors in Quincy? We are back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD, and we're going to head right up to the phone lines. Thank you for patiently waiting. What is on your mind?
I would like to know, I would like to be able to get a schedule for the St. Louis Cardinal baseball games. And, you know, usually somebody around town has them, but I don't really get out as much as I used to, and I'd like to know if anybody knows where I can find one.
Well, gee whiz. I mean, do you have access to the internet? I mean, that's what they're going to say.
I just want to, you know, they always have these little schedules.
Sure.
Little,
yeah,
like,
those were printed by radio stations that carried the Cardinals. I would call your Cardinal radio station and see if they've got them available. The other thing you can do, it's a little bit more expensive, do what Steve Bohl does, buy a St. Louis Cardinal calendar. And then
I don't know if you can get those anymore.
Well, Steve gets them. I mean, his walls are wall-to-wall Cardinals, trust me. He's got everything Cardinal you can possibly have, including several calendars to tell him what day it is, and he's got the whole schedule on the calendars and the whole bit. So they're available. I don't know where to tell you to get a Cardinal baseball schedule, because nowadays everybody just looks them up on the phone or, you know, has them, they go on the internet and print out a schedule. So you can go on the internet and print out a schedule, but that doesn't help you if you're like me and you're not real internet savvy. But you have to call your Cardinal. Call the station you listen to the Cardinals on.
What was that?
Call the station you listen to the Cardinals on. They have the schedules.
You know, I think I have tried to call them, and I don't know if they didn't answer or if I couldn't find the number. I don't know, but I think I did try to call them.
Well, unfortunately, we're not them, so I can't help
you. I know you're not.
I can't help you. I wish we were, but we are not.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. How could she get a Cardinal schedule? Yeah, well, used to be that we had them out when we were the Cardinal baseball affiliate. We plastered the town with them. What can I say? A couple of things to talk about before I let you guys go. Thank you so very much for your phone calls today. First thing I'm going to buy at Target is any shirt that fits me, okay? No offense to the rest of Quincy retailers, but if you would stand on the town square and look at the women that walk by Quincy, Illinois, and then go back and look at the racks of clothing you have, and Target may be just as bad. If you don't have any concept or understanding of who your audience is, I can't help you. But I have generally a disdain for the retail establishment, even though I try to buy locally whenever I can, that's for sure. That's all we have time for today. Thanks for joining me.